With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Senate Republicans have unveiled a public works proposal with a much smaller price tag than what President Joe Biden wants to see. The $568 billion plan unveiled yesterday by West Virginia Senator Shelley Moore Capito.
This is the largest infrastructure investment that Republicans have come forward with. This is a robust package.
President Biden has proposed spending much more, $2.3 trillion over an eight-year span. That's getting resistance from most Republicans. The House, in a party-line vote on Thursday, approved legislation to make Washington, D.C. the 51st state in the nation, sending the bill onto the Senate. Here's correspondent Bernie Bennett.
It's the second time the House has approved such legislation in 2 years, but the statehood bill faces an uphill climb in a Senate evenly divided between the two parties. Winning a vote in the Senate would likely require ending the filibuster that requires most legislation to clear a 60-vote hurdle. Even then, not all 50 Democrats in the Senate back making D.C. a state. The 216-208 House vote on H.R. 51, named to reflect that D.C. would become the nation's 51st state, comes as Democrats have stepped up their efforts in a series of measures aimed at racial justice. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
SpaceX has launched 4 astronauts into orbit. They used a recycled rocket and capsule. It's a third crew flight in less than a year for Elon Musk's rapidly expanding company. A texting option is now under consideration as part of the 988 suicide hotline.
Recognizing many Americans rely on texting, U.S. regulators are considering requiring phone companies allow people to text a suicide hotline. The FCC last summer voted to require a new 988 number for people to call to reach a suicide prevention hotline. Phone companies have until July of next year to implement the 3-digit calling number. Once it's in place, people will be able to dial 988 to seek help, similar to how 911 is used for emergencies. Rhonda Rockster reporting.
And this is SRN News.
News on WBOB, AM 600 and 101.1 FM.
Good morning, I'm Patrick Johnson. An attorney believes a deadly shooting of a man by Jacksonville police was not justified. Michael Hughes was shot last month at the Quality Inn on Youngerman Circle after an altercation with officers. They were responding to a domestic disturbance call. 2 body cam videos in the incident, one of the cameras quit working, the other fell to the ground. Hughes family attorney Marwin Porter describing what he heard on the video from that fallen body cam.
2 shots.
Porter says there was a gap in time and then more shots were fired outside the hotel room. He said those shots weren't heard on the body camera. New from overnight, a man who drove a van into a GOP voter registration tent found guilty of criminal mischief has walked out of jail. Gregory Tim getting credit for time served. On the stand, Tim called the incident.
It was a prank. It was a very dumb, it was the most stupid thing that I've ever done.
That's Jacksonville.radio news.
Social distancing slows the spread of coronavirus. So if you have a fever, dry cough, and shortness of breath, call your healthcare provider before going in. More info at coronavirus.gov. Let's all do our part because we're all hashtag alone together. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Making the complex understandable.
He's America's anchor man.
I am not just a host. I'm a leader.
Proud to be the voice of conservatism in Jacksonville and beyond. WBOB. Where are the tie-ups to avoid? WBOB traffic.
Slow traffic on 295 headed north, right at Hexter Drive. It's from an earlier accident, so add about 3 extra minutes. And if you see anything, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
Partly cloudy today. 74 degrees will be our high. Tonight cloudy with a low of 65. Right now, 51 degrees. Here are some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. The U.S. House passes a D.C. statehood bill that would make it the 51st state in the country. On Thursday, the Florida Supreme Court rejected a proposed constitutional amendment aimed at allowing people to use recreational marijuana. The court said the proposed amendment was misleading. And President Biden says if not enough people are getting the COVID vaccine shot, the 4th of July may be canceled.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600. 831-0600 or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
Hey, Roger, good to have everybody here. Dean, Roger Henderson all the way with you tonight. I've got some good podcasts lined up for you as well. Just go to the website, WBOB.com, and click on right where it says the Ed Dean Extra, but do that after the morning show. Mm-hmm. And we are ready to go right here on Talk Radio WBOB. Certain states throughout the country, as we reported last week, now more are jumping on board where they are opposing the White House from bringing in more of illegal immigrants and those of migrants to be placed in certain states. Now, Texas is one of those, and they're saying that the White House isn't even checking these immigrants if they even have COVID or not.
Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton claims in the action that the Biden White House's encouragement of migration as well as refugees kept in crowded facilities contribute to COVID spread. Paxton says in the complaint that because of the danger, more Texans will die of COVID-19.
From the Fox and Friends weekend host, even Pete Hegseth says that what's happening right now is many states are trying to fight back, and they do not want the White House to be placing migrants in many of the states out there. The Dow tumbles 320-plus points after the White House says they are looking to implement a higher capital gains tax rate from 20% up to 39%, and for wealthier people around $1 million up to 43%. But MoneyMap Press chief strategist Sean Galani says this tax increase, believe it or not, if you think it's just going to hurt millionaires, it'll hurt all investors.
I think it would be terrible for the market. It'd be terrible for investors across the spectrum, not just wealthy investors, all investors. That includes a lot of folks, obviously, who have money in IRAs and in pension plans and the likes. And a lot of new investors are coming into the market. They're going to get hurt by this, because if the market takes a hit on account of a higher capital gains tax, then the market is going to go down. That's going to impact everybody. This is bad news.
But the White House says that the tax will not have a negative impact on the economy.
That should be on the backs. That can be on the backs of the wealthiest Americans who can afford it, and corporations and businesses who can afford it. My view of our economic team is that that won't have a negative impact.
But Charles Payne, host of Making Money, says that many of those out there that invest into the market are the middle class. They will get hurt just as bad.
We do not want a stock market. We do not want a prolonged bear market, because the poorest people in this country would suffer the most. Now, who invests in the market? Well, 35% of Americans invest in individual stocks. 55% have their money into some form of retirement. And that includes 65% of the middle class, 26% of the lower income folks. So we're all in this together.
The U.S. House passes a resolution, no, a bill to make D.C. the 51st state, but host a special report. Brett Baer says while it passed in the House, it will find a tougher road in the U.S. Senate.
The argument for D.C. to be a state has been around for a long time. Republicans say they believe this is all about trying to keep hold of power for Democrats that have a slim hold right now, because it all depends on what the Senate does. And in order to get this through again, you would have to have the filibuster go by the wayside. And so far, and say the Senate is going to do what they do, but right now it's not realistic to get this through.
Last month, President Biden said if we all just do our social distancing, play our part, wear a mask, get the vaccine, we might be able to enjoy a 4th of July. Now the president says with some areas of infections going up, if people aren't going to get the vaccine, we may not be able to have a 4th of July.
President Biden is warning Americans they may have to cancel their 4th of July celebrations, even ones outdoors, if not enough people get vaccinated. And while the fully vaccinated president insists on wearing masks outside, multiple liberal publications are now starting to question outdoor mask mandates, one even calling it meaningless political theater.
And the CDC was asked about wearing masks outside. Even now, they say that they're still unsure about whether or not it could or could not prevent getting and catching COVID-19.
Do you think that if you are outside and not close to people, you still need to wear a mask?
You know, this is a question that we're looking at. We will be looking at the outdoor masking question, but it's also in the context of the fact that we still have people who are dying of COVID.
On state news, the Florida Supreme Court struck down 5-2 a proposed constitutional amendment for recreational marijuana to be placed on the Florida ballot in 2022.
An effort to legalize recreational marijuana was rejected by the Florida Supreme Court. In a 5-2 decision, justices ruled the ballot initiative to be, quote, misleading to voters because it would remain illegal under federal law. The proposal would have left it up to Florida voters to decide whether those 21 and over could own and use up to 2.5 ounces of marijuana without any criminal repercussions.
So this is what I find interesting. First off, how do you cancel the 4th of July?
I don't think you can. I'm thinking, how is this going to affect my 4th of July? Typically, what I do is I do a cookout in my own backyard and look at the fireworks on TV. That's what I do. So it's not going to affect me at all.
I'm coming there. Do I have to wear a mask anyway?
Yes.
Because Roger doesn't want to know who's showing up there.
And try to keep Rigby and Willow calm down when the neighbor's firing off their fireworks.
Oh, man. So how do you shut that down? Here's the other question for the medical marijuana, for the marijuana crowd. Even with medical marijuana, that if the feds, I think it should be left to the states, number one. Mm-hmm. But if the feds, they say that the Supreme Court knocked down the amendment because it was misleading. I agree. I thought medical marijuana was misleading back in 2016. Having said this, how does even medical marijuana legal if the feds deem it for marijuana to be illegal?
We have overlapping jurisdictions. You got the federal law that we're supposed to abide by. Then you have state law and that sort of thing. And all these states all over the country legalizing marijuana, they're also in violation of federal law. And that's why these medical marijuana dealers, they're not allowed to open up bank accounts because they can't do so under federal law.
All right. No. Let's take some calls in just a brief moment. Take a quick break. We'll get to your calls at 904-831-0600. Cancel 4th of July. Like a decree, right? All right. More coming up next, plus your calls. Talk Radio WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
Some light traffic on 95 headed south right before the Fuller Warren Bridge. Add about 5 extra minutes, and if there's anything you see that'll help your friends stay safe, give us a call, 901-SAFE.
Partly cloudy today, 74 degrees will be our high. Tonight, cloudy with a low of 65. Right now, 51 degrees.
Fishing in Florida attracts millions of visitors to our state, supports more than 100,000 jobs, and contributes to $35 billion in our state's water-based economy each year. The future of Florida's fishing industry depends on a healthy Everglades. Protect our fishing. Restore America's Everglades. Learn more at evergladesfoundation.org.
The Brandon Grover News Hour, Fridays 5 to 6 on WBOB, has accurately predicted the presidential election, the Capitol riots, and more. Hear the newsmakers and call in at 904-831-0600. This Friday, the fallout of the J&J vaccine halt, staying the course to return to normalcy. Discussion of recent police shootings while trying to find common ground. Why we need law enforcement but trust in our institutions. Join the discussion 5 p.m. Friday on WBOB, sponsored by Elite Home Health.
Transmission problems? Call Action Transmission Specialists on Merrill Road, where you get the work done right the first time by the experts. I'm Robin Sidbury, the owner. Our techs can service all makes and models, and we provide a nationwide warranty so you have the peace of mind knowing we solve your transmission troubles fairly and honestly and guaranteed nationwide. Call us at Action Transmission Specialist on Merrill Road, where quality counts. Get traction. Call Action at 744-0755.
A plumbing problem is an immediate problem. You can't wait around for a convenient time for a plumber to stop by. Roland Reisch Plumbing is Jacksonville's award-winning get-it-done-right-away plumber. Call as soon as you see a problem. Call 904-260-7059. Whether the problem is large or small, routine or a middle-of-the-night emergency, Roland Reisch Plumbing is standing by to get it done right, on time, and at the right price. Call 904-260-7059. Your friends and neighbors have relied on Roland Reisch Plumbing for years. Roland's motto is, have a leak? No need to wait a week. Call Roland Reisch Plumbing at 904-260-7059. Check them at plumbingjacksonville.com. Make Roland Reisch Plumbing your plumber. Gives you peace of mind knowing somebody's standing by ready to help you 24/7. Roland Reisch Plumbing, 904-260-7059. Financial Issues with Dan Celia at 9 this morning. Now, back to the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
Here's some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. The Dow tumbles yesterday as Bloomberg News reports the Biden administration is exploring the idea of raising the capital gains tax for higher incomes to around 43%. Some governors are pushing back at the White House, claiming the administration is allowing illegal immigrants with COVID to enter their states. And the U.S. House passes a D.C. statehood bill that would make it the 51st state in the country.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
All right, let's take some calls. Let's go to Rod. Hey, Rod, what's going on this morning?
Well, just this. People should start realizing that income and wealth are not the same. When they say, oh, we're going to tax the wealthy, what they mean is high earners. Wealth results from the accumulation of income. They're far from identical. You know, if some kid signs a lucrative out of the ghetto or the barrio, signs a lucrative professional sports contract or entertainment contract, he's not wealthy, but he has high income. And you can look at income taxes as a bar to becoming wealthy.
All right, can you say this in English for the audience, what you're trying to say?
Well, income is wealth is due to accumulated income. They are not the same. Income is a road to wealth.
Okay, right. Listen, I'm following you, but you got to talk macro to the audience. The bottom line is, do you support jacking up the capital gains tax increase by 20%+, doubling it on those making $1 million and over, and who believes that that will not hit middle class incomes as well?
No, I don't support it for exactly that reason.
All right. I'm with you. I appreciate the call. I really do. Mm-hmm. But when you start trying to get into like the engineering of wealth versus income, to the liberal left, it doesn't matter.
I think a bigger argument would be, what's the difference between a capital gains tax versus an income tax? These are people who are earning passive income. In other words, they're not going in and getting a check from the work they're doing. They've got investments out there, and that's how it's affecting pretty much anyone who's got a 401k or an IRA.
Yeah. Do you know who's explained this real well?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I can explain it, but I'll kind of... Here is the host of Your World, Neil Cavuto. Listen to what he says. And if this gets a little bit of micro, micro means more smaller, macro means bigger. Listen how he says, even if you tax the wealthy, he says, and see if you guys catch this, how this will hurt you and other people that are middle class that have investments like in mutual funds, Roths, 401ks, everything else. Listen to this.
What people are missing, though, if it's just the million and over crowd, I don't have to worry about it. But. If the million and over crowd then decides to lock in whatever gains they've had in the stock market right now and in mass sell, if this looks like it's going to happen, in other words, a capital gains higher rate, so sell now while it's still at the low rate.
Right.
Could that affect you and your investments?
Yes.
If you too are, at least through your funds or various equity plans, not in that crowd, but you could feel the buffeting from what that crowd does if they sell to the degree they could in the face of much, much...
Listen, if you're a liberal left... By the way, do you know there's more wealthier Democrats than our Republicans? Look mm-hmm. at all the blue states in the country. Look at all the blue states, blue counties in Florida.
Right.
Do you understand that if the wealthy sells their stock because they don't want to pay a higher tax, you know, that means the stock price goes down. What does that happen to your investment? Your investment percentages in portfolio and worth goes down. To the liberal left, you should be thanking people that are tackling and adopting and absorbing and paying for, if I can throw all those words in there, more for the stock that you may be invested on, because if it's driving up the price, you should be thanking the wealthy people. Get what I'm saying, Raj?
And there's a way you can also...
GameStop.
It's also a good time to buy when stocks go down, too. So
that's right.
The other side of it.
But it's great. But if you want your portfolio to go up, that's the whole point.
Right.
So I'm going to sell them now so I don't have to pay the new tax coming up.
Right.
Man, this is the problem I've covered for years as an economics reporter. Forget about the emotion. If you were to pass stimulus, COVID, Obamacare based on math, and by the way, the Republicans are just as bad as the Medicare back in 2003, 2004 with Bush and some of the other things. If it was based on math, 95% of these bills would never, 98% of these bills would never be passed.
Yeah.
Because the math doesn't add up. There you go. All right, more coming up next. Here we go. Roger Henderson.
All right, Rush Limbaugh, part of the daily lineup here at WBLB. Tune in at noon today to hear Rush. It's time now for the Rush Update.
There's a new poll out there on higher education from the AP and the National Opinion Research Center. That's NORC. And the experts are said to be alarmed at the results. Now, according to the poll, a majority of young Americans between 13 and 29 agree that college can put people on a path to success, but only about 40% agree that a four-year degree adequately prepares people for today's economy. Now, here's the part that experts find alarming. Half of these young Americans think that a high-school education provides the skills needed to get a good job. 6 out of 10 think vocational schools are good. But the vast majority of young people, 73% of them, think the best preparation is job experience rather than a degree. Experts are distressed by the skepticism about the value of a college degree. And I'll bet the AP hated to report that young people's esteem for practical experience is shared by the Trump administration, which has pushed to expand apprenticeship programs. Now, what the alarmed experts miss are the reasons for these results. Many colleges, despite the ridiculous price tag, are nothing more than liberal indoctrination centers. Young people are figuring out that it makes no sense to go deep into debt for useless liberal degrees that don't prepare them for real life, like degrees in anti-corruption, rule of law. Anyway, all this is not alarming to me. It's very hopeful.
Hey, Buck Sexton here. Familiar voice to many of you, having guest hosted this program for Rush many times before. Gold has been a measure of wealth throughout history, and with good reason. Gold has never been worth zero. Well, guess what? Now you can have real gold and silver as part of your wealth, either in your retirement accounts or delivered securely to your home by working with the Oxford Gold Group. This is the industry leader in precious metals and the only gold and silver company I trust. Oxford Gold Group will beat any competitor's price on gold, silver, platinum, and palladium. If you want to get financial stability, you need to look into acquiring real gold and silver with the Oxford Gold Group. Call Oxford today at 833-404-GOLD. Don't gamble with your hard-earned money. Put your money into something solid, safe, and secure. Call the Oxford Gold Group at 833-404-GOLD and get your free investment guide right now. That's 833-404-GOLD.
We're looking at pretty smooth roads for the most part, but we do have some slow traffic on Phillips Highway headed north right before 295. Add about 2 or 3 extra minutes, and if you see anything, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
Partly cloudy today. 74 degrees will be our high. Tonight cloudy with a low of 65. Right now, 51 degrees.
Congratulations to all of the graduates from Z the Founder at Z Best Original Tunis Restaurant at 7400 103rd Street. Z Best Tunis Restaurant with the original Kronos Euros, oysters, shrimp, fish, wings, and more. A pound of gizzards or livers is $4.99, 30 jumbo shrimp $9.99. The classic chicken sandwich is just $3.99. Discounts for military, first responders, and school employees. Z Best Original Tunis Restaurant, 7400 103rd Street, on Facebook at Z Best The Original.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
Roger, coming up next week is the last week for the Florida legislature. They are cramming a lot of bills in here, and there are a lot of things that we try to cover so much that overall, it's like, man, that is an issue, but when you hear it, it becomes an issue. For example, your car insurance, your PIP, no fault.
This is all starting to be revamped. I wanted to bring on Jim Caffinger, who is with the Safe Leadership Alliance in Florida. Jim, this is something that's been way under the radar, but this is hitting everybody in the state of Florida. Tell me what's going on with the PIP and what they're looking at with the no-fault insurance dealing with cars. Explain what's going on.
Yeah, sure. Thanks. I appreciate it. And this is really, in some way, a consumer alert. So House Bill 719, and we need to reach out to our House representatives and tell them to vote no on this. But anyway, so what this bill would do, House Bill 719, is it would repeal PIP coverage, which is mandatory, and replace it with a mandatory increase in bodily injury protection, which means our insurance rates are going to go up, number one.
Right.
But the bad thing about this, it's a trial bar piece of legislation, so there are no protections against lawsuit abuse. So what happens when you increase your bodily injury protection coverage, that means it's a bigger target for trial attorneys. And you're going to see rampant lawsuit abuse with this, and it's going to further increase our insurance rates. And when that happens, we're going to see even more people driving around who are uninsured. It's a big problematic bill.
Wow.
Yeah.
I saw that part where they're jacking you up with the coverage. So this is more of a trial bar. Where's the insurance industry? What have they said about this proposal?
Oh, they're not in favor of it, obviously.
All right.
They would be okay with it on face value if it's, replace PIP coverage with an increase in bodily injury protection, that's fine. But if you don't have lawsuit abuse protection in that same bill, these trial attorneys are going to go crazy and it's going to be a windfall for them. And we're going to pay for it with increased insurance rates. That's the problem.
So, the reason why I was thinking the insurance, because you got to buy more coverage, which means the insurance, I had to ask this, because, hey, that means that the insurance companies would make more money. But you say the trial lobby is heavily behind this legislation, correct?
Yeah, that's what's going on here. And, so it's a trade-off. So what the legislature is trying to do, they're figuring, okay, there's issues with PIP, let's face it. So they're figuring, okay, if we repeal that and just replace it with an increase in bodily injury protection, there should be kind of a cost neutral. It should keep insurance rates the same. There's a good argument there. But again, we're looking at potential lawsuit abuse. And when there's a bigger pot of money, an increase in bodily injury protection, who's going to go after that bigger pot of money? The trial attorneys.
Jim, where does
who's
this
pay for it? You and me.
Right. Where does this bill stand? I know you've been covering this because you've been on with this many times. Where does this legislation go next?
Yeah, thanks, Ed, for bringing that up. They're going to vote on it today. That's the problem. It's on the special order calendar. It'll be brought up today. It'll be voted on today. That's why, consumer alert. Tell your listeners to vote or to call their state legislators and tell them to vote no on House Bill 719.
All right, man. Yeah, we're going to be following today. And has this already been approved in the state Senate, or is this going to the House into the state Senate?
Yeah, no, it's been through the Senate already. Yeah, this is D-Day right now, today.
Real quick, what is the reasoning why that we need to increase the coverage?
Well, because they're going to drop PIP, which is mandatory right now. And there are issues with PIP, so I understand what they're trying to do, but it boils right down to lawsuit abuse and the potential for that occurring without any protections in there for us.
All right. Kind of an interesting proposal. Jim Caffinger with the Safe Leadership Alliance, who comes on with us quite often to give us some of the lowdowns and some of the bills out there. Jim, let us know what happens. I appreciate it, man. Man, just last minute stuff.
Yeah.
Let's go to JC real quick. Hey, man. Good morning. What's going on this morning?
I can't believe that guy's talking about the trial lawyers making out on it. Trial lawyers don't make out on anything in a no fault state. The only people making out on anything are the insurance companies in a no fault state. Now, if it was a fault state where it's in line with the Constitution and everybody has individual responsibility, it's a different story. But no fault state. Trial lawyers aren't making out with anything. Insurance companies are.
Now, JC, they must be finding loopholes because they are making out. I mean, they may not be making out to what the amount they want to, but they are making out on some of this, are they not?
Well, instead of an insurance company's making $100 million, they're only going to make $95 million. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean. I get that. I get that. But, JC, I kind of interesting. That's kind of funny. But what I'm saying is that to me, I would think the insurance companies wouldn't mind this.
because you've got to buy more of a higher cost, which means they make more money. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
So this, the whole PIP insurance thing has really baffled me to cover that. You got to be, folks, one of the reasons why they mandate is because, you know, like uninsured motorists, remember back in the day, it used to be a gimmick for they would sell it to you. Now the state's got a mandate that you got to have it. So, by the way, I kind of get that in some cases. I'm not saying it's right, but interesting. See where this goes. Good call, JC. Trial lawyers. I love it. More coming up next. Talk radio, WBOB.
Talk radio, AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Senate Republicans have unveiled a public works proposal of their own with a much smaller price tag than the one presented by President Joe Biden. The Republicans seeking $568 billion, and it shows there are some big differences still between the two sides on a bill to rebuild the country's infrastructure, as President Biden is still seeking $2.3 trillion for that effort. SpaceX has launched four astronauts into orbit using a recycled rocket and capsule. It's a third crew flight in less than a year for Elon Musk's rapidly expanding company. The astronauts from the U.S., Japan, and France should reach the International Space Station early tomorrow morning. They'll spend 6 months at the orbiting laboratory. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average could open very strong. Right now, it's up by about 76 points, coming off a 321-point loss yesterday. This is SRN News.
AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB News.
Good morning, I'm Patrick Johnson. An attorney representing the family of a 32-year-old man who was shot and killed last month by police believes that his shooting was unjustified. Michael Hughes, a father of two who had a mental illness, fatally shot on March 30th at the Quality Inn on Youngerman Circle after an altercation with officers responding to a domestic disturbance. The Hughes family attorney, Marwin Porter.
And you hear, you know, get off me, get off of me. And then you hear, he's going for my taser, he's going for my taser.
Porter saying there were two body camera videos. One of the cameras stopped working, the other fell to the ground. The man who drove a van into the GOP voter registration tent is found guilty of criminal mischief, Gregory Tim, calling the incident a stupid prank.
It was the most stupid thing that I've ever done.
Tim was given a 60-day sentence with credit for the 60 days he had already served. That's Jacksonville.radio news.
You complain to a newspaper or a television station and they'll say, well, you know, you just don't really know how we operate here. You don't know how we put the news together. You don't know what you're talking about. We're not biased. You're an idiot. You're stupid. I, El Rushbo, on the other hand, I treat everybody listening to this program as though they know exactly what I'm talking about every time I open my mouth. They may not know the information I'm going to impart, but I assume you're capable of learning everything I am. They don't.
Proud to be the voice of conservatism in Jacksonville and beyond. WBOB. Where are the tie-ups to avoid? WBOB traffic.
We're looking at pretty smooth roads for the most part, but we do have some slow traffic on Phillips Highway headed north right before 295. Add about 2 or 3 extra minutes. And if you see anything, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
Partly cloudy today. 74 degrees will be our high. Tonight cloudy with a low of 65. Right now, 51 degrees. Here's some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. The U.S. House passes a D.C. statehood bill that would make it the 51st state in the country. On Thursday, the Florida Supreme Court rejected a proposed constitutional amendment aimed at allowing people to use recreational marijuana. The court said the proposed amendment was misleading. And President Biden says, if not enough people are getting the COVID vaccine shot, the 4th of July may be canceled.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM,
WBOB.
Hey, don't forget, if you've missed, well, the first hour, Ron, you can always go to the website. Mm-hmm. Just to, what they download, you can listen to it. Go to W, sometimes, by the way, sometimes we have a lot of listeners in our 6 o'clock. Yes, believe it or not, actually we get more activity at 6, mm-hmm. sometimes at the 8 o'clock hour. Go figure.
People get up early.
That's right. But anyway, so if you missed the first part, just go to the website, WBOB.com, and click there. But also the podcast following the morning show, go to WBOB.com and click on right where it says the Ed Dean Extra. All right, so let's get to it. Our good friend, Roger, you got to see the video. I like it. And Eric's a friend, so we can say this. Eric Eichenberg is the CEO of the Everglades Foundation, the website evergladesfoundation.org. So Eric was down in Wellington. And by the way, what day did this happen, Eric?
That was Earth Day yesterday, Ed.
That was Earth Day. Okay, so, well, actually, it was better weather yesterday. I was like... up North Florida, it's very cool weather down there. It's hot. And mm-hmm. so Eric's up there. It's like Casting Central where his hair is blowing and he's got the thing on. And I'm like, man, is he wearing a tie and jacket? Anyway, so you were out there speaking. You were on the same platform with Governor Ron DeSantis of the what is called the Project Partnership Agreement for the Everglades Reservoir Project. I'm going to get to the clip in a moment. Lay the foundation of what this was about.
Well, you've heard us talk about the reservoir that needs to be built south of Lake Okeechobee to stop those harmful discharges that go, the toxic water that goes to the St. Lucie, the Atlantic Ocean, Gulf of Mexico on the West Coast. So yesterday was the formal signing. Anytime you do work with the federal government, you've got a tremendous amount of paperwork. So let's get all the paperwork signed I's dotted, T's crossed. That was done yesterday. And now, finally, Ed, after 20 years in the waiting, the Army Corps of Engineers and the federal government can start building this reservoir.
Here is a little bit of what Eric's comments were with Governor Ron DeSantis. Here's the clip.
And I look out in this crowd and those that might be watching who are part of this, the conservation and environmental groups that are here, the chambers of commerce along both the west and east coasts of Florida.
By the way, listen to the partnership of all this, including Bass Pro Shop and fishermen. Listen to all this.
The fishing guides, those that were losing business left and right because of the harmful discharges that were occurring from Lake Okeechobee. The major and small companies that came together to say enough is enough. In 2018, we had a candidate for the highest office in this state who pledged to make this a priority, a top priority. And as they say, elections have consequences. And after that election, we were on a path now that has brought us to this day that a project partnership agreement is going to be signed to get this reservoir built.
All right, I'm going to play more of the clip in a second because I got a lot, because that was, you were speaking. By the way, unscripted, by the way, which is what I like. But so now there's been some articles. You got the Palm Beach Post, Miami Herald, New York Times. I assume they quoted you accurately. Sometimes we hear about the media. Dealing with what you just brought up about the infrastructure needs for Everglades restoration, tell me something you heard about the Army Corps of Engineers also changing operational rules for Lake Okeechobee. That's interesting to me.
Well, and I apologize, but yes, they're going through a process right now where how are we going to deliver this water down to the Everglades? How are we going to make sure we're cutting these discharges east and west? And, Ed, to your good question, you can have all these reservoirs you want, but unless you have a process of who gets the water, and the Water Management District, South Florida Water Management, passed a policy statement last Friday that calls for equitable distribution of water, and they call it to society and to the environment. And what got me was there were words that were not included in there. For 20-plus years, the number one beneficiary of Lake Okeechobee water, especially during dry season, has been the sugar industry. They need that water to irrigate their farms. So this policy statement says we're going to have equitable distribution of this water to society, meaning people, the 8 million that rely upon it in South Florida, and to the environment. That's a huge step to get the distribution of that lake water across the board, and what's happening now with the Army Corps of Engineers and the building of this reservoir is going to make that happen.
You have, man, you've been on with us for the last couple of years. You've said this is something that needs to be done. I mean, first off, you sit back and go, first off, how is this even debatable? Number two, what's taken so long to get this?
Well, it's exactly. I mean, unfortunately, it's been 20 years. There's been starts and stops. There's been lack of funding. There's been no political will to get it done. And yesterday was certainly a day of reflection on how far we've come here. And I pointed out that back in 2016, when we had those horrendous toxic alga blooms, we had fish kill, we had economic loss, threats to human health, it was a politician that stood up back then, Joe Negron, who was Senate president. He represents Stewart and
right.
Martin County. And Joe Negron took a map of the Florida Peninsula, drew a big circle around the sugar fields there south of the lake, and said, we're going to build a reservoir right here. Don't know where, but we're going to build one in here. And sure enough, after quite a bit of back and forth, some compromise at the end of the day, we now have a reservoir. And then you get a governor that says, I'm going to make this a priority. So, again, the political will, the political leadership has been not just 1 year, not just 2 years. It's now multiple years. And the good thing about all of this, the money is flowing to build this important project.
Right. In fact, here's more of the conversation or the speech you had where you thanked former Senate President Negron and then also with the governor here. Here's more of the clip.
Get this reservoir built in the next couple of years. Again, it's this generation that's standing up. And Ron DeSantis is not all about talk. He's not all about...
Wait, I got to call him governor. You get to call him Ron. What's up with that?
First name basis, Ed. Okay, that's a different relationship.
I'm joking. Here's more of the clip. Here we go.
Giving a speech and making promises. What he's committed to is seeing results. He said he was going to fight for clean water. He said we're going to fight to restore the Everglades. And what he then said, he said, we're not going to be cowed and we're not going to let the foot draggers get in our way.
Ah.
This day proves that the foot draggers will never stand in what is best for the Everglades, what's best for our water supply, and what's best for the Florida.
Now, Eric is much more professional, Raj. I would have been the foot draggers, like you and you. I know, Eric, sometimes our gut wants to say this, but we don't, out of kindness. I get it.
Well, we know who the foot draggers are. And thankfully, a lot of those hurdles are being removed. It was a great day yesterday, gentlemen. And, you know, a lot of people have put time, effort, sweat into this. You know, I had the privilege of standing at that microphone, but I was there on behalf of countless people who over the last four or so years said enough is enough. And listen, it's not all a bunch of environmentalists or conservationists. It is business leaders. It's, as I said, chambers of commerce, members of those chambers. Realtors, as I call them, the foot soldiers in this fight for clean water. These realtors have stood up and said, we have to fix this water problem. Yesterday was, again, a huge day.
You know, Bass Pro Shop, combined with the captains for clean water, combined with the real estate industry, combined with the fishing industry, these are all groups I hang out with.
Mm-hmm.
And then, as you said, you got conservationist groups out there, you got the Florida Chambers, you got chamber groups out there combining. And now, Eric, there are going to be some people go, well, this is just political savvy. But, well, hey, wait. This is about numbers here. And when you got Bass Pro Shops up and down on the East Coast, primarily, you know, especially in South Florida, that a lot of their money comes from, quote, Bass Pro, which means fishing. I mean, they do a lot of salt water. And mm-hmm. when the water's garbage, I got news for you. Ain't nobody buying their products. That's the reason why they invest in some of these things.
Exactly. And it all funnels into the number one industry in this state, and it's tourism. You know, we whether it's in-state tourism or out-of-state tourism, people are out recreating on our water. They buy products. You just highlighted a point, and we saw that firsthand. Boat manufacturers saying, when I can't sell boats because of toxic water, it's not just my plant here in Florida. I have to rely upon a supply chain in Mississippi or Ohio or Indiana. And when I'm not selling boats, I'm not buying the supplies from those other companies. So it all comes down to economics. It all comes down to the future of Florida. And if we can't get our water right, if we cannot restore the Everglades, then we have other major problems here to deal with. Thankfully, again, this is an optimistic message. We are now on a path to solve these issues, to build these projects, and to keep as much clean water on the Florida Peninsula as possible.
Eric, you showed us, you know, a couple months back, you showed us the pictures that were blowing up the dynamite for the reservoir. Do we know, I mean, this is not a small venture. Do we know at least a ballpark figure how many, because you're all big time with the jobs infrastructure, how many jobs that this may create just on that reservoir alone?
Well, the Army Corps of Engineers has a job estimate, and when it's not just this project, it's all of the projects that they are working on now between here and say the next 8 or 9 years, and it's estimated to be 46,000 jobs Both direct, those that are moving the dirt, that are building these reservoirs, and the indirect jobs. So it's a considerable amount of jobs that are created, long-term jobs. There's the return on investment here is also quite important.
Eric Eichenberg is the CEO of the Everglades Foundation. Take a look at all of this. Go to evergladesfoundation.org. It was a good story, and I enjoyed watching it because I did watch it, Sam. Hey, good to have you on today.
Thank you, Ed.
All right, man. Ed Dean, Roger Henderson. So
he calls the governor Ron because they're friends.
Ron. I'm like,
Mr. Governor, sir.
Yeah, man.
For the rest of us.
What's up with that? So I get to still call Casey. Do I have to call her first lady? All right.
Yes.
831-0600-904-831-0600. I want to play for you this clip. Here was, how many of y'all, before I get to the calls, how many of you all, so I saw the shooting, the unfortunate shooting of Mekhi Bryant, the 16-year-old who was wielding a knife ready to stab somebody else. And this is what, before looking at all the video, this is what the White House came out and said.
The killing of 16-year-old Mekhi Bryant by the Columbus police is tragic. She was a child. We know that police violence disproportionately impacts Black and Latino people in communities. So our focus is on working to address systemic racism and implicit.
So this caught the attention of Dan Hettinger, one of my favorites from the Wall Street Journal. Hettinger says, did you guys even watch the video? Because if you did, it would show that the comment you just heard from the White House press secretary shows it. Is the Biden administration totally detached from reality? Listen to the clip.
Many people had seen the police footage, the body camera of what had actually happened. And it was clearly a situation in which this 16-year-old was trying to kill two people with a knife. The police had about 12 seconds to respond after they got out of the car. It was a case study in a situation in which the police are called, as they were in that 9/11 call, to deal with a highly deadly situation. And for Jen Psaki, speaking for the President of the United States, to say this is an example of police abuse and systemic racism in society, and when she talks about something like this as simply systemic racism, it makes people recoil and ask, what is the President of the United States talking about? How detached from reality can they get?
Yeah, just listen to more of the President Biden. You'd be like, what is the detachment? By the way, real quick, so Don Lemon came out and said, hey, this shooting, you know, does not look unjust. In other words, Lemon is correct on this. He says, hey, the police needed to come out to protect this girl. Listen to what Joy Behar from The View said. Listen to this.
I really can't figure it out anymore. I mean, it seems to me in a situation, this is what it looked like to me, and I've looked at the tape and I still can't figure it out. Shoot the gun in the air as a warning, tase a person, shoot them in the leg, shoot them in the behind, you know, stop them somehow. But if the only solution is to kill a teenager, there's something wrong with this. There's something very, very wrong with the way these things are being conducted. Even if the cop had to do it, there's something wrong with it.
Even if the cop had to do it, there's something wrong with it. Wait. Can't we just put a warning shot? What? Why didn't the cop pull? Maybe the cop meant to pull out the taser. I mean, you'll see some of these stupid things are raining on social media. The cop, why did he pull out a gun? How come he didn't shoot her in the rear?
It's
really?
Obviously Ms. Behar's comments there are driven by emotion. And obviously it's going to be...
No, they're driven by stupidity. Forget emotion.
Obviously it's upsetting. No one wants to see a 16-year-old girl get shot dead. But at the same time, the police officer had only seconds to respond to keep that same girl from killing someone else.
Some of you have been emailed. Ed, the cop could have done a warning shot. I didn't see the cop say freeze. I guess some of the emails I'm getting this morning. All right. We're going to get to your calls coming up next. Should the cop not have fired a warning shot? Should the cop maybe shot her in the leg? Why did the cop need to have four shots? Unfortunately. That is sad. But should we be questioning police on this issue as well? 831-0600, 904-831-0600. Your call's up next. Talk Radio WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
We're still dealing with that slow traffic on 95 headed south, right between I-10 and the Fuller Warren Bridge. Add an extra 4 minutes, and if you see anything, give us a call. 901-SAFE. 901-SAFE.
Partly cloudy today. 74 degrees will be our high. Tonight, cloudy with a low of 65. Right now, 51 degrees. Canines for Warriors is ending veteran suicide and returning our warriors to a life of dignity and independence.
Maybe you've been in the military for 20 some odd years and you never fired your weapon, but you've seen things and you've heard things and you've witnessed terrible things that have happened to not only your friends but citizens. That builds up. And then I got sent home for medical treatment. They told me straight up, hey, you got problems.
Canines for Warriors pair specially trained service dogs with vets in need.
And we're asking pointed questions because we're trying to pair them with a good match for them, a good dog. And so we kind of have guided conversations what the warrior requires and how we can best suit that with our dogs.
Your generosity will go right to work to help pair a struggling warrior with a shelter dog trained to help veterans with post-traumatic stress disorder, traumatic brain injury, and or military sexual trauma. Give your best gift today by going to caninesforwarriors.org.
I'm Clayton Bromberg, the president of Underwoods. You've heard us talk about the 5-year warranty on all the watches we sell, but really to talk about guarantees and warranties, you have to look at our history of over 90 years in business. Underwood's entire reason for existence is and has been to offer the finest things which will bring such satisfaction that both the giver and the receiver will want to come back, and hopefully they'll tell their friends about us. To do this means we've got to try our hardest to satisfy every customer, and all of our people understand that. Now, I'm sure over the years we've made a few mistakes, but we've never failed to make good on any Underwood piece that was returned to us with a legitimate problem. Our entire reputation wouldn't mean a thing if we didn't conduct ourselves that way. Simply put, conducting our business with honesty and integrity is a lot more important to Underwoods and our customers than all the guarantees, warranties, and other contrived legal obligations in the world. And you have our word on that.
This year marks the 64th anniversary of Boger Shoes on Park Street here in Jacksonville. In order for a family business to celebrate 64 years in business, they must be doing something right. And that something is good old-fashioned customer service. For 64 years, Boger Shoes has been providing orthopedic and diabetic shoes for thousands of customers in Northeast Florida. Boger's offers free evaluations and fittings by 4 board-certified podiatrists on staff. With a doctor's prescription, they can custom make inserts in their on-site lab. And just in time for Easter, Boger Shoes is offering new spring Birkenstocks for your Easter babies or toddlers. Boger's now carries very stylish waterproof sandals, so let the kids enjoy the April showers. You can also save 20% simply by liking Boger Shoes on Facebook or following them on Instagram. Just show that info on your phone at checkout to receive your 20% discount. For 64 years, good old-fashioned customer service has been the key to Boger Shoes' success. Boger Shoes, the answer for hurting feet.
Coming up on 752, Ed Dean, Roger Henderson. The White House came out, the president did, last month and said, hey, if we just do our social distancing, mask up. Come on, man, wear that mask and get the vaccine while you're at it as well.
Come on, man.
The Trump vaccine, by the way. We may be able to celebrate the 4th of July. Remember he said that? Now he says, with all of you, remember this was blamed on Republicans for not promoting the vaccines enough, even though you had Johnson & Johnson coming out and everything else. Uh-huh. The demand for vaccines has gone down. The White House says that we may not be able to have, quote, a 4th of July after all.
President Biden is warning Americans they may have to cancel their 4th of July celebrations, even ones outdoors, if not enough people get vaccinated. And while the fully vaccinated president insists on wearing masks outside, multiple liberal publications are now starting to question outdoor mask mandates. One even calling it meaningless political theater.
I agree. It's political theater out there. Remember, Dr. Fauci says, I wear it as a symbol, like the S on Superman. CDC Director Rochelle Walensky says that, well, the jury's still out about wearing a mask outside, or maybe we shouldn't wear a mask outside, or
Do you think that if you are outside and not close to people, you still need to wear a mask?
You know, this is a question that we're looking at. We will be looking at the outdoor masking question, but it's also in the context of the fact that we still have people who are dying of COVID.
No, wait. So we're told that it could be okay to wear a mask outside. I'm sorry. If you're going to go walking on Jacksonville Beach today, you need to be wearing a mask, according to the CDC. Interesting. Woody, what's going on this morning?
What's up, fellas?
Are
you,
Woody, do you, are you one of those that wears a mask in your car? You ever see those people that do that?
I barely wear clothes in my car, man.
Oh, I walked into that one.
Hey, Biden. I tell you what, I'm going to send the White House my address.
Right.
And tell him, come on down here July 4th and stop my celebration. You ain't going to like what you get.
Yeah, no one's going to do that. I mean,
how stupid is that?
Yeah. Do you know what? I know this. Roger think this is mean, and I get it. Mm-hmm. If anybody were to post on Facebook, oh, I'm not doing the 4th of July because I want to keep my family safe in a fun way, and I say that as the adjective fun, I would have fun with them and shame them, but in a very polite way by making fun of them. Come on, man. Really?
Yeah, really. This is just getting ridiculous. I mean, every day it's like, What else is stupid going to come out of his mouth?
Hey, Woody, have a good morning. Go ahead, Roger.
I wouldn't call it stupid, but you know,
what do you call it?
The numbers have dropped dramatically recently, and this is probably driven by the Johnson & Johnson problem. But it was just a week ago that the White House was touting that they reached their goal of 200 million vaccines. Actually, doubled it in the first 100 days, more than they were expecting. So the fact that they just dropped, it almost reminds me of like dad's upset, so he's threatened to take away your vacation.
Do you know who predicted that originally? Trump,
yeah.
Interesting. Just, you know.
And the number was not just met, but it was doubled.
Yeah.
So, and that was only a week ago.
It's kind of an interesting conversation.
So he just wants people to stop, you know, putting off and canceling their appointments.
This is just, it's Woody's right, just one after another. 755 Talk Radio, WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
Some light traffic on JTB headed east, right between Hodges and San Pablo. Add about 3 extra minutes, and if you see anything that'll help your friends stay safe, give us a call, 901-SAFE.
Sunny to partly cloudy today. The high reaches 75. Tonight, mostly cloudy with the low of 65. Right now, 51 degrees.
I'm Lou Dobbs. New York City is suing 3 major oil companies. Southwest Airlines has turned the corner on the pandemic. Long-term mortgage interest rates are falling again. Those stories next.
The following are real-life stories from Trinity Debt Management.
My story begins with debt, a lot of debt.
I used my credit cards as a source of income.
It was not a good situation.
I couldn't pay my bills.
The interest on the cards was really high.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
I initially was scared to call, and immediately I felt relieved.
They contacted all of our creditors, and they put us on a plan for success.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
I've been able to pay off close to $15,000. We're doing a lot better.
Please pick up the phone and see how affordable and easy it is to pay off your debt.
It's a godsend.
We're debt-free for keeps.
Call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
New York City, already a national laughingstock thanks to the antics of radical Mayor Bill de Blasio, is now suing oil companies ExxonMobil, BP, and Shell as part of a climate change agenda. City officials challenging the oil giants for supposedly, quote, misrepresenting their fuels as cleaner and for advertising suggesting they are leaders in the effort to stop climate change. After watching business plunge due to the China virus last year, Southwest Airlines earned $116 million in the first quarter. Mortgage interest rates falling for a third straight week. Freddie Mac reporting the benchmark 30-year home loan rate dropped to 2.97%. The 15-year rate fell to 2.29% as interest in 15-year rates has increased for people looking to refinance their existing mortgages. Please join me 3 times each weekday for my updates from the Salem Radio Network. This is the Lou Dobbs Financial Report.
Hi, my name is Grant.
For the past 17 years, I've been hooked on drugs, off and on, and in and out of rehabs. I had everything I could ever need, my wife, children, family, a home, and I was still unhappy and lost. I was finally forced to make a decision, and I chose City Rescue Mission. Since coming to CRM and participating in the Life Builders Addiction Recovery Program, I have been able to focus on myself and build my relationship with God. My counselors motivate me and encourage me and have shown me how everything can be given over to God. I no longer feel the anxiety and stress that consume my life thanks to City Rescue Mission and my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
I'm Paul Stassi, Executive Director for City Rescue Mission. The story you just heard is just one example of the many lives that have been transformed here at CRM. This year marks 75 years of City Rescue Mission's making a difference in our community, and we couldn't do it without you. Visit us at crmjax.org to learn more or to make a donation to help provide hope, healing, and change for those in need.
Coming up next, big debate. Getting a lot of emails this morning. The White House says that a capital gains tax increase by going from 20% to 43% on the millionaires would not hurt, well, would not hurt the economy and would not hurt the stockholders. They're partially correct and more incorrect. We'll explain why coming up next. Talk Radio WBOB.
AM 600 WBOB Jacksonville, 101.1 FM W266 CX Fruitco. Talk Radio.